Order, 5:33. We have all five commissioners with us. So the purpose of tonight, and the only purpose of tonight's meeting, is to pass the resolution of the assessment amount for 2020. It's going to be on 2019 tax bill. It's actually, for purposes of the district, it's for 2020. I'm still trying to clarify with the parish exactly how we're going to legally couch this, because Jefferson Parish, when they collect taxes, they collect in arrears. However, this is different. This is going to be collected in advance. I've got some calls to a couple of offices. I'm waiting on a call back from the sheriff's revenue and taxing division. They seem to be, I talked to the parish assessors, and everyone seems to be directing me to the sheriff's office. So, correct. So we just want to clarify the amount is for 2020. That could lead to some confusion for some current golf members thinking that, oh, if I'm paying my taxes in 2019, then I don't have to pay my current golf membership, and that's not true. So we need to clarify that for the TCC. And also, for those that are not currently social members or golf members that are in the district, so that they understand that January 1st is when this all takes effect. So we're still working on that language.
John, will it not take effect until we actually purchase? Has that been discussed with Timberland itself? Are they going to handle it before we actually take title and take over?
Sure, but the way we drafted the purchase agreement, that it was any time after now and before June, and I think the plan all along has been, you know, January 1st is the date we're shooting for.
But I don't know if we have the money.
That's the issue. And so even if we were prepared in 2 months' time, and even if we had an operations team ready, Cafe Hope lease executed, even if all those things were ready in June, we don't have any money. So we, in order to effectuate that, we would then take a, we'd have to take a loan.
It always seems to be an issue there.
Correct. And I think everybody has, from the beginning, stated their opposing taking loans unless absolutely necessary, because it's just the interest on those loans is just money that's thrown away. Obviously, if we have to take a loan, the commission will vote on that, and it would be an emergency situation. But as far as I'm concerned, the TCC is supposed to have enough funding to make it through 2019. At least that's what we were told. So unless something changes with that, and plus we need the next 6 months to get our ducks in a row and get the plan actually focused down and create a budget and all those things. So I'm not in a rush.
Right.
And we'll just wait on the money to come in. Does anyone, we'll open the floor to comments now, unless any commissioner has anything before we get into it. So any comments from anyone on this year's assessment, for 2020's assessment that will be on the 2019 bill? Floor is open to you.
Is there any way that a resident or member, I guess, will be able to all right, the idea I had was that the company comes up with a flyer, coupon, whatever you want to call it, and it has a 5-digit code on it. The people who are interested in handing out this said flyer would also get a code, so that when the flyer gets to the clubhouse or the tennis court or to the golf course, part of those proceeds would go to the person who handed the flyer out, and the other proceeds would go to the club.
Flyer for what?
A coupon.
He's on membership.
Like referral?
Right? Not membership so much, but
recruiting. Yeah, like if somebody wanted to come eat. If they came up with a coupon to eat or play golf.
But that's not really what this
is. That's not just me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
So for that's stuff that we did ask for people to get involved in.
Okay.
Didn't we came up with a name of that committee, like the Way Forward Committee or something
transition.
Like the Transition Committee. Right. So for that, please volunteer to be on that, and we're going to set those committees up. Tonight's a special meeting just because we had a deadline to get this assessment to the parish collectors by Monday. Our regularly scheduled meeting is next Thursday, and during that meeting, we're going to start looking at which committees we need to form and what the roles and responsibilities of those committees are going to be. So we'll open that up.
I've got a couple of comments. I mean, I know it's difficult because of the time frame that you've been under. But you've got a lot of people back here that are paying a mortgage on their home, and, you know, the property taxes and everything are escrowed during the year.
Correct.
So this year, that's not necessarily going to be the case, but is there no way, I know you don't want to take out a loan, but it may be in the best interest of all of the residents and your, you know, and the committee, if for the year starting in 2020, you know, a loan be taken out, an interim loan be taken out for the entire year. And that allows the money to go in concurrently at the end of 2020 with the other property taxes these people are paying. It also gives everybody another 6-7 additional months, the ones that are having difficulty with this tax, to potentially start saving or whatever. So it's just an idea. I know nobody wants to pay the additional 6% or whatever you're going to have to pay for the first year. And we're not talking about a small amount of money either, because, you know, we're talking about potentially a, $900,000 plus.
Yeah, it's a minimum of $5,000 a month.
Right.
Interest on that.
But the problem, as I see it, is the collection of the tax. If you do it this year, you're making them come up with a check, basically, at the end of the year, like we pay our Timberlane dues or whatever you call it, the improvement association. That may be a difficult for some people, but paying it monthly might not.
Well,
I'm just throwing this out as a thought.
You just have a shortfall in the escrow,
right,
and you can make it up the next year.
And I just, for example, I just had that last year. And I had a $2,000 shortage, and I had to either, and it was due to the increase, and then I think $600 more to Gretna, and whatever else the increase was.
Right.
That's just how it is. You know, everybody has to deal with that every year.
I understand that.
So
we also have to have the mortgage companies coming in and being, you know, in line with you, otherwise you're not going to receive the money in 2020 or in December.
No, we'll receive it. The mortgage company will pay.
We'll get the money
in
the first quarter of 2020.
Right.
From the sheriff.
Right.
So
the mortgage company, when they escrow for your taxes, they take the money and they send it to the sheriff as opposed to you sending it. So they know it's been paid.
Right.
And you're paying it every month to go into your escrow account. So if there's a shortage in the account, the mortgage company pays it, and then they'll go against their borrower to make up the difference, the shortfall.
Okay, so again, man, if that's the case, and I mean, I don't know. I quite honestly, I really don't. So would that mean that in January, starting in January 2020, people will be paying, as opposed to $170 a month, they're going to end up having to pay $340 a month?
Or whatever the tax is.
It could be. That's what happened.
Your escrow payment will increase.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm just trying to make this, there's a lot of people that are, I guess, on the edge of being able to make $170
money. Well, we keep hearing that, and I am not going to dispute that there are some people.
Yeah, I mean,
okay?
But when people
say a lot of people, I'm a little skeptical of that, just based on the property values around here, and based on the median income, and based on the median property value and the median income to live in that type of property value. There are some. Okay.
Look, I'm not disputing anything you're saying. I kind of agree with everything you're saying. However, to make the pill easier to swallow, I'm just wondering if there's any way you can make it, because what you're talking about is actually double 170 for the first 6 or 8 months.
There's really no way to work that out, because let's just say that the commission would borrow the money, then where you using taxpayer money to pay the interest of those people that can pay in order to finance those people that can't pay all at once.
Well,
so,
but that's what's happening. That's
you wouldn't be using happened. Anybody's money. You'd borrow the money for the year.
Yeah, but you've got to pay interest on it. Where's that money coming for the interest? It's coming
it would
from,
come
the
from everybody at the end of the year, not just the people who could pay the bill.
Exactly. So everybody... The majority is supporting the minority because they don't have to pay their taxes in a lump sum like everybody else does, because you're trying to stagger it and give them more time to catch
up. I'm
just
saying make it due, the first year's due, concurrently with our tax bill for 2020.
No, that's a whole year. For everybody, that doesn't work.
It's uphill, but I'm telling you, you're going to... $340
Yeah, but but again, this is
everybody.
It is what it is.
I mean, a warning in the sense that they've been advised.
I don't think the majority of people ever thought that, honestly. Well, majority of people, really, I mean, it doesn't affect one way or the other. The vast majority of people, like you said, I don't think it matters one way or the other.
I wouldn't say it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is we're not talking about...
Well, financially, it's not a hurdle.
Well, that's not true. Excuse us. One conversation at a time, please. I have two girls in private school. Maddie, my oldest, is starting high school this year. Gretna taxes doubled for me last year. This tax is doubling my taxes. And I have an infant with infant care bills, and we don't make a lot of money, my family. We sacrificed to come into Timberlane, and this is a sacrifice for us. So I don't want to assume that this isn't a burden on people, okay? I know there's a lot of very wealthy people in this neighborhood, and it could have been $19,000 a year, and that probably wouldn't have had to bat an eye to that, some people. I wouldn't say that's the majority, though. So... We understand that there's an impact on everybody. But we did what we felt was best for the neighborhood, which is what we were charged to try to protect. And there are some sacrifices that are going to have to be made. And although it was extremely close, the majority of this neighborhood said that they're willing to make those sacrifices. It's going to be tougher on some people than others, absolutely. But that's just life. I mean, we can't make special exceptions for how we collect the tax. Now, we have talked about from the beginning, and I just raised the issue again, and we're going to start looking into this. If there are people that fall into the category to have exceptions for Jefferson Parish taxes, like elderly or something of that effect, if we have the legal authority to create some kind of administrative review where the Board of Commissioners can look at someone's finances and determine if they meet the criteria to where we can waive their fees or cut the fee, if there's something that we can do for someone that is genuinely financially, like this is not just a burden, this is actually maybe can't do it if they meet a certain income level, then if we have the legal authority to do it, we're going to try to do that. Because we're not trying to force anyone out of their home, right? But we do have to protect Timberlane.
I'm just saying, it's basically the first year it's double attack.
It could be for some people. For some people, it could be. That's right. Yeah. Anyone else?
So, John, I think I understand Jack. What he's trying to say is it's a bitter pill to swallow for a lot of people. You won't share it because people are embarrassed to say it's about $240 a month if you do. 6 months from here, a year, next year, right? The taxes.
No, it's 165.
Right, but are you not taxing from June to
no,
June 19th?
No, it's from next year. We talked about that at the beginning.
All right. So if you just like you do your rent and taxes, if you inform your mortgage company for those who have mortgages, they escrow it. So
yes,
you're paying a monthly installment of 162. I mean, I guess that's the best you can do.
Yeah, and it'll in the first year it's going to be tougher than the subsequent years, because when they do that, like for mine example, when mine went up 2,000, it only went up 1,000, but because it went up 1,000, they did 2 years worth so that you pay the back and then get prepared for the front, so it stabilizes over a period of time.
Correct.
So it was just, you know, it's tougher on the first year.
So you're projecting then, am I pretty close to saying that it's basically they're going to be looking at about 340?
It depends on their particular circumstances. I can't say what they're going to be looking at. Some people pay their taxes, they write a check. Some people own their home free and clear.
I understand. I'm talking about the guy. I'm not talking about the people.
It could be that. But there's no way around it. Other than, like you said, there's still not even a way. We can't legally change the way taxes are collected because somebody's going to have an escrow problem. That's not something that we have the ability to do.
No, I'm just saying you're collecting at the beginning of the year as opposed to the end of the year, like Gretchen and Justin Parrish. That's all.
We can't, because we have to use the tax assessor's collection method.
Right.
That's the issue. Right. If it was just a fee, like the homeowner's dues, then we could collect them whenever we wanted to. This isn't a homeowner's due. This is a tax that's collected in the current taxing
system. This would be retroactive back to January?
No, it's January 1st, 2020. That's what I said earlier. This is the funding for the district for the membership, January 1st, 2020.
And so, okay, when is the tax bill due?
At the end
December, and every other
December
tax bill.
2019.
That's correct.
December 30.
So, but you're paying it in advance, not in arrears like the other taxes. Anybody else?
I was just curious about that, not to argue with, but just to understand. So if we're paying it in advance and not in arrears like the other taxes, the parish makes that kind of a concession to collect taxes in advance for an initiative that passed at the half of the year?
That's what I'm telling you. We're working on the legal language of how to clarify that. But the district amenities and the district funding begin January of 2020.
I hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I get it. So, you acknowledge that the collecting of it in advance is not the norm for how taxes are collected.
In Jefferson Parish, it depends. Some counties and parishes do it different.
Uh-huh.
It's just Jefferson Parish. But
okay. But
also Jefferson Parish, even though they're collecting in arrears, the money that they collect is allocated to the following year budget. So it's no different than what we're doing. We're just not collecting in arrears. Because if we were collecting in arrears, then we would only collect from May, whatever the date is, until the end, so it would be half of that.
Prompted my question.
Correct.
Thank you.
Right.
So
it's not going to be prorated because we're not actually going to start it until January 1st.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's good because it gives everybody 8 months' notice,
though. Notice and time and, you know, time to get things solidified and leases signed and hopefully some golf operators involved and all those things that we still have to do. And, yes, sir.
What's the status of the SBA loan assumption?
That's what we're working on. We had to have a vote, like the vote had to pass, and the purchase agreement executed. And so now with those things, then we can actually go officially to the SBA. It was official communication, but it wasn't anything that was looking at actual documentation. So that's coming. That's our two priorities are executed lease with Cafe Hope and SBA assumption or not.
Has it been formally adopted that you're going to assess at 1950 the first year?
That's what we're here for today.
Okay, so that has not just been. I mean, I understand that that's what we are here for, right?
Correct.
For you to make a decision on what the first year assessment is.
That's correct. So who is Joe here? You're Joe. Okay. All right. So thank you for your letter. You know, I appreciate that. We didn't respond. We typically are not going to just, you know, go back and forth. But I did want to acknowledge your letter. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Unfortunately, there are things that are in your letter that that didn't account for other things that we're accounting for. So one of the issues that was brought up at one of the Finance Committee meetings and one of our meetings is the just the general turning over $500,000 to TCC to cut grass. And I personally didn't feel that that was appropriate to do based on requirements potentially to go out and bid for grass cutting because TCC would be a private entity. So we're not looking at just funding for the how much it would cost to cut grass. We had to present that because we needed to know if the commission and the district cannot afford, for whatever reason, if everything falls apart that we've worked on and we're stuck with all the debt and no golf capability, we needed to know, can we afford to pay the loan off and cut the grass? So that's why that option was tossed about so much, to give us an idea of what that would cost. But that's not the intent of the district at this point, because we're also bound by the deed restrictions. So I appreciate you.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but that's, I don't know how else to say it.
We are going to fund, we are going to collect money in order to pay for the operations of the facility, we wouldn't call it a club, TCC is going to go, right? And those assets are going to fold into TNIBD. Is that correct?
That's a correct statement.
Okay. And so the TNIBD assessment will generate funds which will be used to pay for any amenities and operations that the TNIBD
offers.
Engages.
Yes. That's
whether
correct.
It is whatever it is, it's operations. As those operations come up, there are going to be, for lack of a better word, bills, which the TNIBD would be paying for. My letter addressed it only as a budgetary item. In other words, if we're not going to literally, and you can get into semantics, on the subsidizing of the Gulf operations, we would be willing to pay, as the course goes along, contribute that sum, which I submitted is like around $500 using Brady's
right.
Thing and a fudge factor.
Right.
Okay. So.
But you didn't account for the driving range payment, and you didn't and you didn't account for any improvements to any of this stuff.
That's right.
And you didn't account for if the SBA loan cannot be assumed. So what I'm telling you is your letter was fine, except it was full of holes of things that weren't accounted for that we have to account for.
Well, it kind of, you know, I don't really need to stress this too much. To me, the plan is driven by the purpose. And if the purpose is to keep everything operating regardless, then you're right. You've got a budget for enough money to operate at that level.
Correct.
My position, which was offered, was merely if you don't purpose for that level, if you purpose for a lower level to the subdivision, and then you make the operations responsible for their income, so to speak. I also suggested that you don't give everyone golf course or golf club membership.
Right? But we've already done that, though. That's already part of the plan. So, I mean, I appreciate what your sentiments, but we've already reviewed everything that you said.
The plan that happened at the last meeting at the, quote, town hall type in the other facility.
Yes.
When you voted on that plan, you adopted the issue of
Golf membership?
Golf
yes.
membership.
Yes, we did. That's the plan.
As far as
so you kind of gave everybody that before you adopted tonight how much money you have, right?
We already knew what our cap was. Yeah, that's what we did because we needed to see if the plan was going to work, if the majority of the neighborhood wanted that. And that, you know, that was our decision. You know, right or wrong, that was our decision.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Okay.
Anyone else? Okay.
Are there any possible ways of getting more help from Jefferson Parish with this upkeep of the ponds and stuff for drainage, or is that another venue?
No idea. No idea, but that's definitely another venue. Okay. All right, so based on the unknowns that we have right now, and the major unknowns are Cafe Hope's lease. We're pretty certain that that's going to occur, but we haven't seen it executed yet. So we don't know if next year the renovations are going to be on the shoulders of the district or if Cafe Hope is in fact going to do them. And based on the fact that we do not know if we can assume the SBA loan at the time, which means that we would have to take out we would use the first year's income of approximately $1 million and get a loan for just enough to fund the district and the additional $300,000. So bare minimums for next year. So based on those being unknown at the time, I'm making a motion to make the assessment for 2020 on the 2019 bill at $1,950 per property and base the next year's decision on Cafe Hope and SBA loan, because at that point we will actually know what our budget needs to be built around. So I'm making a motion. If anyone wants to second that,
then we can.
Okay, motion by me, seconded by Harry. So it's open for commissioner debate, discussion.
There's a few other unknowns, actually. I mean, the fact that we don't know what, if any, capital improvements or repairs that have to be made in the building in the event that Cafe Hope lease is not,
finalized.
And that's a big unknown. That could be depending on how fast we would repair, like the roof or other areas of that building. It could be $300,000-$500,000.
Yeah, it's $500,000 immediately to keep it from continuing to leak and destroy it.
The SBA loan that you mentioned, of course, is another unknown that could potentially require additional funding to pay higher interest rates or loan closing costs, whatever. You know, other improvements to the facility, the course, or anything else for that matter, that's not really been decided upon at all. And if we decide to offer new amenities to the neighborhood, then that's obviously going to have some costs associated with it as well. So I think considering the fact that, you know, if we have to, because we have to make a decision now, and because there's this many unknowns, you know, this is the first year of a 10-year tax, it seems prudent to ask for the maximum, at least for this year, and then we always known we would be making that decision yearly based on what we think is needed at the time. So I think it makes sense to do the prudent thing, which is to collect a maximum at the outside.
Any comments, concerns?
Well, the only comment I wanted to make that it's my goal, if you might call it, to not just maintain what we have here, but to improve it. Timberlane Country Club did not have sufficient revenue to even maintain the facilities. The clubhouse, the golf course, they had to postpone any type of infrastructure,
the pool
repairs, the pool. Everything started to gradually deteriorate. And thank God it's at least not to the point that Stonebridge found itself, where it was absolutely in a derelict state, to where it's going to cost them a ton of money just to get it back to where it was 10 years ago. My goal is to not only make the club structurally sound and improve it, but also to make the golf course more attractive to not only for the residents, but to also attract other golfers interested in playing on courses, which will help the revenue to actually to where it becomes the place to play and to golf on the West Bank. And actually, I'm shooting for the greater New Orleans area. I'm looking to make Timberlane a shining star, not just put a Band-Aid on it and keep it afloat. Now, that's my personal feeling. It's not the commission's necessarily feeling. But I'm dedicated to really trying to make this a first-class establishment.
Thanks, sir. Everyone, can you hold it? The commissioners are kind of, and then we'll open it up before we take a vote.
So I am for taking the maximum of 1950 in the first year. I believe that, and I've spoken with a couple of the Finance Committee members about this particular resolution, and I think that we created the first three-year projections as we need, at least at the very first year, we need to take out the maximum with the reasonable knowledge that we have in hand today. And in budgeting, I've always been pretty conservative that I don't take out loans unnecessarily. I don't take out risk unnecessarily. And right now, an additional unknown to me is whether or not a management company might come back to us. So I am definitely for that. I also believe that all of these unknowns were before us on May 4th, and the voters have spoken. It was very close. But I do think that we now know what this neighborhood who is willing to step in the voting booth wants. And now we have the responsibility of executing that as reasonably as possible with the knowledge in front of us today.
Thank you, Ron.
I couldn't add. I don't have much of a voice, but I can't add anything more. I agree with pretty much everything that everyone said.
Okay, so we're going to open it up before we take a vote. And I just wanted to say something. It's kind of funny saying it. I'm going to say it anyway. It's probably pointless. I'm already seeing the social media outcries. Of course, they took the maximum. They always do. That's what politicians do. I mean, it's going to happen. And that's fine. I'm not going to get on Facebook and defend it. But at least for the people that are in here today, I want you to know that this commission purposely, intentionally put in a provision that this is a yearly assessment. When Stonebridge did theirs, it was 20 years, and they don't have the ability to change it. So even if 5 years into it, they miraculously, I don't think they will because they've got so many loans to pay off, but even if they did, and they got to a point to where they didn't need that much money, they're going to have to go amending the law and that their resolution. I didn't want us to be in the same boat. I want us to yearly look at it for several reasons. One, if we find ourselves doing what everybody on this commission's goal is, which is to make golf operations fund themselves and eventually have surplus for capital improvements strictly out of the golf course, when the loan is paid off and if golf is funding itself and if Cafe Hope lease, these are a lot of ifs, but I'm an optimist. When all these things come into play, the district is not going to need $1,950 per lot per year forever, especially when the loans are paid off and the capital improvements have occurred. So by putting that language in there, I knew when I did it that it, way back when, that it was going to cause people to say they took the max amount, they always do. I knew it. But it was worth it for me because it gives me, if I'm still on the commission, the ability to analyze it every year. And it gives the voters, when it's time to put commissioners in, when we have to be elected, they can elect based on those commissioners' promises of what they're going to do. And those commissioners that are running hopefully will look at the budget before they make all these promises that they can't keep, which is not how it works politically normally. But maybe in a small neighborhood like this with more oversight, maybe they will. So we have the ability to bump this down. And if I'm sitting on the commission and it's there and it's feasible, then I personally will bump it down. And now we don't have to go changing ordinances and resolutions. We just, at that time of the year when we make the vote for the budget, we vote it and we vote it down if it's appropriate. So at least for those who are present here, it's not my personal intention to keep it at max amount for any longer than it's absolutely necessary.
I think what you just said is exceptional. It's what most of us envision. I think most of us anticipated paying $1,950 a year to start with because there's so many things that need to be upgraded. And you got $1,003,000 loans, you got to whittle down that too. So it's just peeling back an onion one layer at a time. But John, really, you ought to articulate and put out in writing what you just said because that'll give a lot of folks the sentiment of where the board is in regard to next year or the year after. And it may be 3 or 4 years before we're at a financial place where you've got enough upgrades, and that course is going to require a lot of work. If Cafe Hope takes over the liability of the clubhouse, I mean, that's better for us, but you still got a lot to fix. So articulate that annually the budget's going to be reviewed, and if it's possible we can reduce the tax, you will. And just let them know. Because I think you just articulated it exceptionally well, and it needs to be in out there on Facebook where all your negative opponents are going to be trash-shooting at night or tomorrow.
It's okay.
Thank you.
I bet if you tried to reduce that to writing, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Putting that clause up to and including 1950. But I don't think the board came to a decision on a whim to charge the maximum the first year, because isn't it your first order of business to acquire the property?
Yes.
Because everything else is not. I mean, you can't cut the grass. You can't do improvements unless you own the property.
Correct.
So the bulk of your money is going towards purchasing, whichever way it occurs, the property.
That's correct. That is our number one focus. I don't think anyone on the commission disagrees with that. I think we're all lockstep in making that happen as soon as possible. And look, if Cafe Hope goes through and we generate revenue and we can assume the loan. Just because we can assume the loan, that doesn't mean we're going to stay on a 24 or 30-year payment plan. If we can pay this thing off in 5 years, we will do that. We want the loan free. We want free and clear land. And then if 5 years or 8 years or 10 years down the road when the vote is up, if everybody says, you know what, everything's renovated, golf is running itself, I don't want a tax anymore, you might have that possibility. It's a possibility that's out there. If you budget just to pay the SBA loan for 24 years, then you've automatically put yourself in dealing with this for 24 years. So,
you know, at the end of the day, I've been living back here. Well, I lived in my parents' house for about 6 or 7 years. So I've probably had 40 years in this neighborhood.
Short term, Jack.
Pardon me?
That's pretty short term, as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah. You got me beat by at least 10 or 2. Maybe not. What we really need to think about is, in the long term, that every lot is an undivided interest in this club and this course. Because in 1958, when they developed this, you didn't need to make those types of decisions because everybody wanted to belong to the club and wanted to play golf. But even if it's only $100 a year, you know, the dues, we need to keep it long term, because I don't think, you know, I think the community of Timberland will be stronger for it in the long run.
We'll see in 10 years.
Okay.
Anyone else?
What is the
authority
of Timberland Country Club for going forward from now?
It's the same from now. Until we actually own the property, which is what we're shooting for. So the district funding comes in beginning of the year. So the amenities offered through your tax payment begins January 1st. So depending on if Cafe Hope's here, if we have golf operations, either the district is going to do it itself or it's going to pay for those amenities, right? So if Cafe Hope is actually here and Cafe Hope, they're going to have to provide amenities to 500-plus families. We can't tell them they have to do it and they got to do it for free. So we're going to pay the reasonable amount of a social membership for maintaining the swimming pool, the gym, the courts, et cetera. If TCC was still involved, then we would pay the whatever that would be for to make sure that all of the neighborhood district members are offered access to the golf course. The more we control, then it just goes directly to us. But until such time that happens, then we'll allocate that. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank everyone for your work and for your comments. What prompted me earlier was Karen's vision for Timberland going forward. Just yesterday, and it was totally off topic and unsolicited, my point is, I think that you can make capital improvements, but unless something is changed and improved relative to the perceived culture of this country club,
Absolutely. You're
not going to gain and maintain membership. I spoke to a young person, totally unknowledgeable about any country club history on the West Bank whatsoever, took up golf a little over a year ago, used to come here, now he's a member at Lakewood because he feels like he belongs there. He said he was treated poorly here. And when he goes to Lakewood, he feels like he's amongst his friends. So I'm putting that out there. It's you know, culture is an obscure thing, especially when you're in it. It's very hard to see when you're part of it. So I just wanted to make that statement, because all the money in the world isn't going to improve the culture that has been, to my understanding, has been somewhat problematic. And to hear this from a kind of naive outsider who saw it as plain as day, said to me, this must be something real and not just sour grapes.
It absolutely is real to me. I've heard it too many times from too many different people from too many different walks of life. You know, the founding fathers of Timberland and the founding club members did themselves a disservice by trying to make it so exclusive that you were actually, you know, excluding people, including people that actually lived here. And we, from the beginning, have stated we the commissioners, want to change the culture of Timberland. We want it to be an inviting place. We want people to feel welcome. We don't want your social status or your race or your creed or anything that people judge people by. We would like this to be a judgment-free zone. I mean, you know, I might judge you or y'all might judge me on how well or how horribly I play golf. That's fine, you know, but don't judge me because I'm, you know, this or that or I'm not the right age or I don't have the right income status. And I think when you have a organization like Cafe Hope, if they can play the role that we're hoping and envisioning that they play, that brings in a, that breaks a lot of class barriers in and of itself. And for the people that liked having their private, exclusive little place, they're just going to have to go find that elsewhere, and they're going to have to pay the premiums for that. They still exist. We talked to Century Golf, and he was telling us about one of the places that there's. It's a billionaire's neighborhood, and they want it to be the old 1950s aristocratic exclusive, and so they pay probably $200,000 or $300,000 a year out of their pocket so that they can feel nice that they've got their private exclusive club. That's not what we're looking for here. We want nice facilities that are welcome and inviting to everyone, and we want the community of Timberlane to, you know, to bond together. And
yeah.
So it's true, it exists, it's out there, and we're going to do everything in our power to fix it.
Thank you, John. Twice in a row, stating things very eloquently. So I would only suggest that get made manifest in some way. Not to be decided today, but to be articulated and put out there, because there's a lot of image changing that needs to take place if you want to build something that's going to be inviting and sustainable.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it needs to be done as quickly as possible, too. And I'll give y'all a little story. So, as I said, you know, I think the first time I swam in that pool was 1961. So, I've been around a long time. My sister's kid, Gordy Rush, came over last year doing a TCP, lives in Baton Rouge, and my sister moved to Baton Rouge after my brother-in-law died. And basically, I mean, you know, the kid brought, he's on the Tiger Athletic Foundation, one of the board members, and he's on the board for TCP, brought some guys over here to play golf, but he wasn't a member. And apparently there's some time frame that you had, it was early in the morning, wanted to run around out there, you know, and they turned him away. And that's the type of thing. First, you know, if the person turned away doesn't really know who they are or how much business they can bring to the club, because he brought the TAF tournament to Timberlane. And I mean, he didn't care. I mean, but at the end of the day, you gotta work with that type of mentality. I mean, if there's not a member going off and standing on the tee box, and if, even if there is, if there's an opening coming right behind it, I'd put a foursome on it and fill it.
Absolutely.
And golf course.
All right. Well, the resolution is on the table for 1950 for all property subject to taxation within the district for purposes of 2020 acquisition and control of the land and TCC. Take a vote now. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So ordered. All right. That's it. Unless there's any comments, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Yes?
Maybe more of a thought. When they came out, whoever was so wonderful about coming out with the neighborhood newsletter again.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real positive.
She's right behind you. Well, I mean, she's the one that put it out. Lots of people. She's not the originator of it, but she's the one that got it done.
Thank you very much. Along those lines, and addressing concerns of other people about the whole appearance and opinion of people, what they think of Timberland, I was brought back here by my family in 1976. Chose to move back here as a family for myself about 8 years ago. I would love to see something, and I'd be happy with you or whomever, that kind of communication chain to come from
the Board of Commissioners because of what the Facebook situation has become. And we all know what it is, but it's not pleasant. But perhaps there's another line of communication that could come from y'all now that y'all are official and it's done and now we have to work within it. Speaking to the residents who are older and some people who like that paper in hand kind of understanding of what's happening, to kind of just spread the news. Just a thought, just an idea, because I saw the huge response to what you did and all of your hard work. And I just think it might be an avenue.
Sure.
Even if it's just a page, when people, and I know how our mail system is around here, y'all, I really do, I get it. But maybe just something in the mail as opposed to just back and forth online where some people are involved and others choose to just...
Sure, we'll definitely take that up.
Just a thought.
All right. All right.
I think before you completely adjourn, I think everybody here owes these folks a round of applause.
All right. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.